and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be diving into a very interesting topic with a representative from the Ford Motor Company. He's the guy in charge of analyzing sales and trends, and he's going to be telling us about how our tastes have changed, our buying habits have changed from 2002, 10 years ago, to today, 2012, looking ahead 10 years to 2022. That's scary in itself. And we're going to have lots of fun with our first guest. Also coming up on today's broadcast a little later on in this hour, we're going to be talking to really cool guy, vice president, co-publisher of theautochannel.com, and they have announced that they, in addition to having this mammoth automotive online resource, theautochannel.com, they are now going to go back into the over-the-air, the terrestrial cable TV business, basically producing television shows to be distributed throughout cable systems throughout North America. So that's very exciting news. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us toll-free from anywhere at 855-660-4261. We've had a lot of guesses, and no one has come even close. Doesn't make any sense at all, because this was a given. Again, I'm going to give you a hint here. This brand is no longer being manufactured. But who made the Roadrunner? Who made the Roadrunner? That's the question. 855-660-4261, the way to get a hold of us. Now, let's go to the great city of Detroit, Michigan, and welcome Ford's sales analyst, Eric Merkel. Eric, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. Can I be the caller and answer the question? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I know. I'm raising my hand.
I know. I'm surprised lots of other folks have not been correct so far, but we shall see. Let's talk a little bit about your job in general. As I said at the top there, very fascinating. I mean, you're looking backwards at what people were buying a decade ago, and you're forecasting a decade ahead. That's not an easy job.
Well, it isn't. And the thing of it is that you always have, because of the product lead times and the amount of time it takes to take a product really from concept to development, you really have to plan ahead. You're looking at sometimes 4 or 5 years out. So the market changes pretty frequently. I mean, you can see it shift quite a bit. In fact, what people are looking for today in a vehicle is much, much different than what they were looking for 10 years ago. And a lot of that has to do with these large demographic shifts. The baby boomers, they're with us. There are 80 million baby boomers out there, and their needs have changed throughout the years, throughout the decades, as they've entered into different life stages.
You know, that's true. I mean, if you look at the baby boom generation, there were so many folks that were part of that. And if folks went the traditional route and got married at a average age, I mean, they've gone through the whole gamut. They've gone through economy cars and minivans and sport utilities, and now lots of those folks are now empty nesters, and they're looking at other stuff.
Oh, no question. And what we're finding that they're looking at is that you're seeing really explosive growth in the small utility segment. So that's been a segment really that represented, at the beginning of last decade, about 2000, 2001, about 6% of the industry. Today, that's about 13, 14% of the industry. So it's more than doubled over that period of time. And that's a lot because they're looking for balance. They want better fuel economy because as you move closer to, if you do are in retirement, some of the oldest of them are, but as you move closer to it, you start to prioritize a little bit more. And $130 to fill up a tank isn't in the cards any longer. So they're looking for balance. They still want some utility and practicality, but they also want better fuel economy. And, you know, the household that might have been 3 or 4 people in a household is now down to 2 or, maybe just 1, depending on marital status. So So things are changing, and their buying needs and what they're looking for in a vehicle is changing dramatically too.
No question. And certainly one of the areas that seems to be really growing is the midsize market. I mean, there used to be a time when the midsize market was filled with a lot of bland, really not exciting vehicles. But in recent years, we've seen some great offerings from a lot of different companies. And I know I saw it being unveiled at the Detroit Auto Show last year. You guys have an upcoming new version of the Ford Fusion. And there's nothing wrong. That's what I've been saying on the last couple of weeks. If you're out there in the market right now for a new vehicle and style is not of the utmost importance to you, and maybe the new version won't be as too much to your liking as the 2012 Fusion, is still a wonderful vehicle, and it can be had at great savings. But for those of us like myself who love sleek-looking vehicles, there's a touch of Aston Martin in this new upcoming 2013 Ford Fusion, and I think it's really going to be a gigantic hit, and not only styling-wise, but technologically, this is super sophisticated.
Oh, no question. We still think that the midsize sedan, there's a lot of, we think that that's really our opportunity, is really giving people in that segment something that's more aspirational and not just point A to point B practical transportation. And that's really where the 2013 Fusion fits in. This year, the midsize sedan segment has grown. It's about 27-28% through May of this year. And we expect that that'll probably be pretty consistent with halfway through when we get when we finish out June here. Interestingly, the industry has grown about 14%. So it's running at about double the rate of the overall industry, and it is the fastest growing segment right now in the first 6 months of the year. We think that that will continue to play out over the next 12 to 18 months because of the product cadence. Everybody's coming out with a new midsize sedan, and the fuel economy. For instance, our new 2013 Fusion, it's not a hybrid. It's our EcoBoost engine. It's an internal combustion engine, direct injection, turbocharged, 37 miles per gallon on the highway. Now, if somebody wants a hybrid, we'll certainly have that as an offering too, 47 miles per gallon in the city. And even, you know, some hybrids, they're, not quite, you know, the fuel economy goes down, of course, on longer stretches such as highway fuel economy because it doesn't use the electric motor quite as much. But even on the highway, the Fusion Hybrid will be capable of 44 miles per gallon on the highway. So some very impressive numbers. And for those that really want to go all out, we will have a plug-in version, which will be 100 MPGe. So we'll just have a great selection of different powertrain offerings. And as you said, the design is so important because we feel that the segment has just been – it's a great segment. There's some good competitors in there, but let's face it, if you look at a Camry or an Accord, very evolutionary. They're just very practical vehicles. Well, we can provide the practical to you, but we can also give you a, I think you mentioned Aston Martin. We've gotten that comment a few times before, or Jaguar, but those are very aspirational brands. Mm-hmm. So we don't have any problem if somebody wants to make that type of comparison because they are, like I said, very aspirational brands. It's not something that we promote in any way, but certainly there are folks out there that see some sort of have that view. So, but both of them are very aspirational brands. To even be mentioned in the same sentence is quite an honor.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to have more with Eric Merkel. He's the Ford sales analyst. We're going to talk about small cars and trucks and lots more. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Are your cable rates rising? tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-250-1576. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-250-1576. That's 800-250-1576. Again, 800-250-1576. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 29th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 15.8080. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.20.58, $8.10.29 for a half ounce, or $405.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.20.58, $8.10.29, and $405.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways. I don't wouldn't mind. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love and leaving fast. I guess I must be done.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Lung. I was too busy reading some sales analyst numbers here, courtesy of our very special guest, Eric Merkel, who is the Ford's sales analyst. He takes a look at all the trends in the automotive marketplace. He forecasts what we're going to be driving 20 years from now, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, and he's constantly looking at what different folks are getting into. Let's talk a little bit, Eric, about small cars. This is certainly an area that has changed significantly. I know lots of people personally that are driving small cars today that never, ever would have considered them 5 or 10 years ago, because the small car market has changed, and you look at the offerings just from your own company, Ford, and the Fiesta and the Focus. I mean, you can deck these out with leather and nav and the sync system and all the goodies.
Well, exactly, and that's really what's fascinating about the small car segment is that if we go back to 2005, it was about 14% of the industry, and today it's about 20%. Sometimes it's a little higher, sometimes a little lower, depending on the price of gas. But there's no question we're seeing people moving towards smaller cars. In the case with the growth in the mid-size sedan segment, that's still a movement towards smaller cars, because what we're seeing are large cars are actually down 3 to 4% so far this year. So we are starting to see is, you know, size is somewhat relative. You're seeing people move from large to mid-size, and in some cases, you know, mid-size to smaller cars like the compact Focus.
Absolutely, and the compact Focus offers so much bang for the buck. I mean, when you look at, number one, it's a really cool-looking vehicle, as Jay Mays likes to remind me, this kinetic Ford design language, which was originally shown in concept form for the Fiesta and the Focus, and now has been executed so well with upcoming vehicles, you know, like the upcoming Ford Escape as well as the new Fusion. I mean, I remember the last time I had a Focus was actually at the Detroit Auto Show, courtesy of Matt and the press fleet team there at Ford. And, you know, the vehicle's been out now for a while, but I had people asking me, you know, as I was going through, you know, drive-in windows buying my fast food, typical journalist here living on a limited budget, you know, they didn't know what kind of a car it was. They never expected that it was a Ford.
Right, and that's really what we're having a lot. I'll just start here. We're having just a tremendous amount of fun in Dearborn, and that's really where it starts, because we've got to be really passionate about our vehicles, and we're so proud of the fact, actually, when somebody, you know, we surprise people, and that's really, it's the element of surprise, you know, surprising people. Is that that's a Ford? And we want people to have that amazement, I guess. So the Focus is provided that. The new Escape, which is just hitting dealership lots, is doing a lot of that right now. But people are surprised. They're pleasantly surprised. And our customers, we're finding, are just as passionate about our cars, not just for the reliability, the quality of the vehicles, but also the overall design and the appeal of these vehicles. They have a very wide athletic stance. The proportions are very good. So they look like they perform. It conveys that image of performance. And then you get behind the wheel, and it really just seals the deal at that point in time.
Let's talk a little bit about something that we haven't touched on, and that's the truck market. It seems like, you know, it remains strong. Ford, of course, has got the F-150, which is now, you know, really blowing people away with the fact that it can be had with the V6 EcoBoost engine. And of course, we can talk sport utilities as well. But where do you see the future of the truck market? And do you ever see Ford getting back into building a small truck like the Ranger?
Well, the future of the truck market is a little... There are other sides. You know, there's the compact segment, there's the mid-size sedan segment, which I've talked about, the small utility segment. Those are really secular trend growth stories. So there's a trend behind those. Now, full-size pickup trucks are a little different. You got to separate them from the rest of the market because they are more cyclical and they run with the economy. So as construction and home building pick up, no pun intended, but so do pickup truck sales. So they do run very much in line with the economy. So people, there's always going to be a need for pickups. I mean, the fact that we're able to talk here on the radio and that we have power, we've got to thank somebody that owns a pickup truck somewhere. You know, the fact that we had a nice breakfast this morning, that came from someone that owned a pickup truck. So they are very useful orientated products that are very much a very big part of our economy. So we're very pleased with the pickup truck performance. Now, it did take a dip, of course, in 2009 and 2010 as we went through the recession, but it's coming back out nicely, and we're just happy to be a leader in that segment. We have had the best-selling pickup truck for the last 35, and now it looks like we may be going on 36 years. Best-selling vehicle, not just pickups, but the best-selling vehicle of any vehicle for the last 30 years. And a lot of that has to do with the progress that we've made with F-Series with EcoBoost, the 3.5-liter V6 twin turbo. It is just such an impressive engine. If people haven't had a chance to drive it, just go out to it. Dealers will let you drive one for free. So just go out and take a test drive and feel what 420 foot-pounds of torque does in a pickup truck. It's really impressive.
It definitely is. Another trend that we've seen in recent years, and I know you can elaborate more on it, is the fact that many more people are getting away from traditional sport utility vehicles and moving more towards crossovers. And to me, this is a good thing because they're car-based, they drive better, they perform better, and you're not giving up anything in the performance realm.
Oh, no question. And most people that buy utilities, now there are a certain segment of the market that's out there and they really want to jump over a rock or climb a stump or something like that, but that's a real small portion. Most people need some stuff for their gear. They want to be able to put kids in it or family in it, and they want to be able to go shopping at the mall, all those types of things. So the crossover with the unibody construction going away from the body on frame allows us to take weight out of the vehicle, which makes it more fuel efficient. It allows for better ride and handling as well.
Well, we're definitely going to have to make you a regular contributor here on Auto World. It's been a pleasure spending this time with you here today, Eric.
Oh, it's a lot of fun, Bob. Thank you very much.
Straight ahead, we'll visit with Mark Roush from the Auto Channel. Don't go away.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Ice cold Coca-Cola, 5 cents. Oh, that goes back quite a way, even back before my time. And, you know, I've been around now quite a long time. Hello, I'm Mark Roush, co-founder of the Auto Channel. Many of you may know us from our enormous online presence, theautochannel.com, and some of you probably remember us from the various television shows, syndicated TV shows, and other videotapes that we've done since the late 80s. But what I'm here to talk to you about today is something that's a little bit different. And in fact, it's much larger than anything we've ever done before, because now we're launching the Auto Channel as a full-time network. And on the Auto Channel network, we're not only going to be presenting things about new cars and used cars and motorcycles and motorhomes and motorsports, specialty vehicles, hot rods, things like that. We'll also be showing you some things that are a little bit different. We'll be talking about railroading. We'll be talking about marine. We'll be talking about general aviation. So really, it's everything automotive. And one of the things that we're looking forward to bringing you is really a much wider behind-the-scenes look at the entire automotive industry. For example, did you know that when they have the auto shows, like in Los Angeles and Detroit and Geneva, that car companies will very often spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, to present to just a handful, relatively a handful of automotive journalists, a look at what they're going to be presenting. But these are the kind of things that you, a consumer, you people at home, that you would never normally see. So we're going to be presenting all of that. But when I say all, in most cases, it'll be the complete presentations. Now, we call that press pass coverage. And so press pass coverage, it's like you're a journalist and you're right there with us. So one of the most exciting things about what we'll be presenting to you will be items that you can then track back online and find out a whole bunch more about. For example, let's say we show you a little clip of a Bentley, right? A little video clip. Well, we can only tell you so much, we can only show you so much in terms of specs, prices, details about the car, but you'll be able to go online and track it all back so that you'll get the entire history of Bentley, you get the entire history of that particular model, and then you can see the prices, the specs, options, all those kinds of things. And that's one of the beauties of what we can present through the Auto Channel. TheAutoChannel.com, in case you don't know, is the largest automotive information resource on the internet. We actually feature over 1 million pages of information and thousands of videos. So that's part of what we'll be presenting here. So we hope you'll enjoy it. We hope you'll have fun. We hope you'll write to us if you'd like, there's something special you'd like to see. And thank you for joining us.
There he is, our special guest joining us right now. A little clip that they did to announce it a few weeks back. It's my pleasure to welcome a good buddy, a gentleman I've known for many, many years. Auto World was broadcast live every Sunday on the Auto Channel for many, many years. And thanks to this gentleman and his partner at the Auto Channel, Bob Gordon, it's my pleasure to welcome back to Auto World Mark Roush, Vice President and co-publisher of the Auto Channel. Hey there, Mark. How you doing?
Great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Decided to play that bite because you did such a wonderful job presenting the announcement, and it is an exciting announcement that you guys are getting back into both the broadcast realm and continuing in the web realm.
Yes, it is. It's exciting, and it's incredibly hard work. As you know, Bob, Bob Gordon and I actually work, right? We're not guys who wear suits and go to the office just to have lunch with somebody. We really work, and very often, as you know, you've seen me at the trade shows, I actually man a camera, right?
Mm-hmm.
I shoot, and I edit, and I direct, and sometimes I even make a fool of myself by getting in front of the camera. we really work. So putting together a network, firstly, running theautochannel.com is more than a full-time job. We really work around the clock. So now when you add on to that all of what's necessary to be programming what will become a full-time 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week channel, television channel, it's an enormous amount of work. And so my wife doesn't, she's figuring I can't be around that much longer.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's go back to those early days of the Auto Channel. Like you said, it was 1987 when you and Bob first decided to form this venture, and at that time you were doing a broadcast TV, and then the internet really took off, and you guys have built up so much content, more than a million pages of content, and as I said, every Sunday you guys used to dial in and take the live feed of Auto World, and if you search on theautochannel.com, you can hear yours truly from way back when. So Mark, I thank you so much for doing that for me years and years ago, and you guys were really on the cutting edge right at the beginning.
We were, and firstly, let me start responding by saying I hope we will be able to get you back on theautochannel.com and into the new television network, because I think that you have a lot to add and can add to what we do, and you are one of the premier automotive radio guys, or really radio broadcasters, I'll say, in the world, not just in the United States. And so we are very desirous of wanting to do something with you again, and we were at the forefront of the technology. There was a time when we had, I think, 12 different radio shows, automotive radio shows, mm-hmm. that we were simulcasting on the internet, and that in 96, 97, 98, that was very, very breakthrough.
It definitely was. And Mark, you're so kind. I definitely would love to be working with you guys both on the radio side and the TV side, because it just seems like America's appetite for automotive programming is exploding. I mean, it seems like, you know, everywhere you turn, whether it's, you know, on some of the other channels like Velocity, or whether it's on YouTube, or whether it's in podcast form, I mean, there are so many people with lots of great ideas that really deserve to be, you know, supported by a company and a brand like you've built with Bob, like the Auto Channel.
Right. Well, and you know, it's such a tremendous industry because, number one, it is the biggest industry in the world, the automotive industry. It's the most important. It's the industry that drives the economy of virtually every industrialized country in the world. And what's really interesting is that we like to think, as Americans, we like to think of the old saying, America's love affair with the automobile. But, you know, when you go to other countries, they say the same thing. They say England's love affair with the automobile, or France's love affair with the automobile. Everybody really is nuts about cars and trucks and, you know, all the automotive things. And so it is. It's a big, great industry that encompasses people who are involved, certainly to make their living, but thousands, I mean, hundreds of thousands, millions of people who are just involved as completely enthusiasts, right? And and spend their whole week just can't waiting to get to the weekend so that they could go to a car show or be at a car show or drive, you know, a concours or something.
So true, Mark. When we come back on the other side, we'll expand on what you just said, because you are right on the money. You're listening to Auto World all across North America. Don't go away.
If you owe the IRS back taxes and they're making your life miserable, get ready for a special free offer. Expert tax advisors can help you protect your home from liens, stop wage garnishment, and give you immediate collection relief. In fact, we guarantee to contact the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client to start the tax relief process. Don't try to take on the most powerful organization in the United States by yourself. Call for free tax relief information and a free consultation on how we can help you. There is no cost or obligation to discover the programs that are available to stop your IRS problems from getting worse. Call our toll-free helpline now, 800-260-6735. That's 800-260-6735. The IRS will not go away. The pressure you feel now will only grow. Get the help you deserve. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation now. Tax relief is a phone call away. Call Expert Tax Advisors at 800-260-6735. That's 800-260-6735.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkid.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Today only, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. There's a real car guy, Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top. They're out on tour throughout the summer, and then they're off to Europe, and they got a new album coming out and lots of cool stuff, and he's got an amazing collection of his things. You know, his passion is really hot rods and customized kind of slammed vehicles, but certainly the success of that band, the ZZ Top band in the 1980s, is when they really took off. Was around a car called the Eliminator. Was the name of their album that came out, I believe, in 1984, and that car sits in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mark Rausch is the vice president and co-publisher of theautochannel.com, and he is telling us all about TAC TV, the new broadcast television channel that has just been launched over the past few weeks from the folks at the Auto Channel. And Mark, before we tell folks a little bit more about TAC TV, let's talk a little bit more about that passion factor. Like you say, it's not only here in the United States that there's a great love affair for the automobile, but as you say, all over the world, whether you go to England, whether you go to different places in you know, unusual places. I know that I believe it's Sweden, there's a huge muscle car meet, American muscle car meet, once a year that my friend Phil Skinner from the Kelley Blue Book always goes to. And with the power of internet radio, and we are streamed live here on GCN Live, the Automotive Radio Network, .com Live, we can tell that, you know, the number one place outside of this country that folks are tuned into is Tokyo, Japan. And not only that, but emerging markets. When you look at China and when you look at India and when you look at, you know, the former Soviet Union, Russia, I mean, these are places that are also just chock filled with auto enthusiasts.
Yeah. And you know, we have a group of guys who work for us based out of Hungary who write for us.
Wow.
They've been with us for a number of years. In fact, the lead guy, Paul Negesi, has been with us since 96. And it's really interesting because they were, of course, a behind the Iron Curtain country. And they are car, you know, they're car nuts like everybody else. And Paul and his guys are just hungry for this kind of stuff. And they're the fellas that, in the middle of the night, when Bob Gordon and I do try to get some sleep, Paul and his guys are the guys who are putting up stories. Because we have on theautochannel.com, it's not a question of, oh, do we update it once a week or once a month or once a day. We don't. It's constantly updated with stories. And one of the ways we're able to do that is because we have guys at different parts of the country, so different parts of the world. So the fellows in Hungary, there's about six of them, and they are constantly, constantly working and putting up stuff. And they just, they're car nuts like crazy. And you're, of course, right about Scandinavia, where they love everything. In fact, in Sweden, I think the biggest chain of roadside restaurants, if I remember correctly when I was there, is actually called Route 66.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And it's sort of, you know, American diner-ish styled. It's really great. And I've been to Israel a number of times, and in Israel, they have the same thing. You drive around, and sort of there it is on a Wednesday evening, Thursday evening, and you see something's going on, and you figure, oh, that can't be good, right? You know, at least you figure something's bad. No, it's a bunch of guys with their cars doing exactly what guys here in America do. You know, they get together at a diner and they have some drinks and there's a bit of a car show, right? And everybody brings their hot rods or whatever their latest thing is. And it's exactly the same. The only thing that's different is the language, but they're talking the same basic language.
And it's good for the automotive business, certainly. It's good for the car companies. It's good for the automotive manufacturers and the aftermarket. But it's also good for the media, too, because, you know, I know a couple of folks who do automotive-related television shows. And since, you know, their shows are now shown in other countries, you know, they go to these countries to attend car events, and they're like big stars, and they're like blown away.
Yeah. I know. I've heard that. I've heard that from a number of people, especially now with picking up new programming for the TV network, new syndicated programming, and I'm meeting guys who are based in South Africa, for example, and do a show that gets syndicated in all of the English speaking languages, so Australia, New Zealand, England, Canada. We will be carrying them in America, but they say exactly the same. They say, you know, oh, yeah, we went to England to drive a Rolls-Royce or to visit the Rolls-Royce factory, and we never expected that people were going to, we'd walk down the street, people would know who we were.
Oh, that's great, Mark. So let's talk a little bit more about TAC TV. As you mentioned in your intro there, it launched just a few weeks ago, back in June, around the 15th or so of June, and you're rolling it out slowly, which is a good thing to do, and you've partnered up with a really cool guy down in Florida, a kind of a broadcast pioneer, and I know you're going to be expanding into California and many other areas of the cable systems around the country soon, but tell us about this collaboration with a gentleman down in Florida.
Well, his name is Günther Marksteiner, and Günther is a technological genius. He doesn't say that, but other people who I've met, other broadcasters who have met him over the years, have said that to me. I wouldn't say that he's a car guy, although I guess all guys really are car guys. But he's not, you know, that's not his interest. His interest is in technological things. And he has developed this incredible server farm to be able to distribute high definition television to anywhere in the world. And that's how we're going to be distributing the auto channel. So it will not be distributed via cable or via traditional over-the-air signals. It will be distributed through the internet, but it's very, very, very high speed. So it's not a question of somebody watching and there being buffering and things like that. That's not going to happen. The programs will all wind up residing on the servers at the local television stations, and those stations will be broadcasting. And we are broadcasting over the air, which means that we will be picked up by all cable systems and satellite systems in a given market. So we will have full coverage in any market we go into. And so it's given us a great flexibility. And interestingly, I have the opportunity, I have the ability to make changes in programming just a few minutes before the programs go on the air.
Wow.
So I sort of can literally roll out of bed in the middle of the night if I suddenly think, oh, my gosh, we have to have this video on about the new Volvo trucks, the driverless truck system or something. Oh, I got to have that on, right? And I could run over to my computer and punch a few buttons, and within, as fast as you would change a website, I can change the programming on the network so that we would have this new show run in full HD. Any station in the country, any station in the world that's picking it up and is our affiliate in that local market will be able to go from there.
Amazing technology, all from the folks at the Auto Channel, theautochannel.com. Definitely you should check that out because, like you say, this business, too, has evolved a lot. There was a time when, you know, automobiles were only introduced a few times during the year. Nowadays, not only are they introduced at the international and national auto shows here in America and around the world, but also, you know, throughout the year, there are just constantly events going on, constant news happening. So it's like you're running a 24/7 newsroom, Mark.
Yes. Certainly with theautochannel.com, it has been that way since we started going out. We originally launched in 95, but the technology with what was then called the Mosaic browser was such that you couldn't do very much.
Well, we've come a long way, and Mark, we'll definitely have you back on for more updates soon, and I'll be giving you a call tomorrow so we can discuss some projects down the road. But thank you so much, my friend, for your time here today.
Thank you, Bob. See you soon.
Thank you. Straight ahead, we've got lots more. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. I'm Bob Watt.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.